Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth. Texas, and as many have heard, I've been attacked and oppressed by devils for several years, oppressing my soul. My eyesight has been dimmed greatly because of the oppression of the enemy. I believe that God is directing me to pray intercessory prayer publicly according to what we see in Romans 8:26. Kathy D. is going to read this verse, and then I will be praying intercessory prayer as Jesus prayed when he raised Lazarus from the dead.
Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. 27. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
I would like for Kathy to read John chapter 11, where Jesus was praying to raise Lazarus from the dead.
John 11, verse 32. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved them. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? And Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days. And Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that thou mayest believe that thou hast sent me. When he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, Loose him, and let him go.
I am going to pray this prayer for some time, as I have been praying privately for the past hour. So I encourage you to hear what the Spirit of God is saying through Doyle, his apostle. Ah! Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I give thanks for all men. I give thanks for all men. I pray for all men. The Spirit of God will be upon them and anoint them to minister the gospel to the poor. Father, I intercede, not me, but the Spirit itself in me, maketh intercession with sounds that cannot be uttered, that this prayer of intercession be made for all men and women, that they may repent of their sins and believe the gospel and come to the knowledge and the truth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Prayers. Giving of thanks. Intercession. Be made for all men. Supplication. Be made for all men. Supplication. Spirit of grace upon all men. Amen. Amen. They may come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Amen. Father, I thank you. I give you thanks. I give you praise. I give you glory. Amen. Amen. And I know that you've heard me and you hear me always. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless all of you. Doyle.